Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello, students. In the last episode, we learned how to cooperate with others. This episode is going to focus on how to work as a team member. Students, do you understand the term teamwork? Thank you, students. You might have said, teamwork is working together as a group to achieve a common goal. Let us listen to the story.
Hello, Madame the Boss. How are you?
Hey, Silas. How are you? What brings you to my new restaurant?
Well, you must be joking. Am I banned from visiting my good friend? I came to see how you were doing.
Never mind, Silas.
You seem to be doing pretty well. I can see how quickly you were able to get this restaurant started and running well.
Yes, Silas. That's the power of teamwork. Never overlook that. I never imagined myself in this position a few years ago. Getting pregnant, struggling to make ends meet, having to leave my baby boy with my mother in the village so I could come work. I have never told you my whole story. We can talk afterwards. The restaurant is so busy right now. But getting back to teamwork, it is the secret to success.
How?
You see, it goes like this. I cook the food myself, I have someone helping with serving the customers, and another person is helping with buying ingredients in the market. That's teamwork.
I'm still confused about this whole teamwork thing.
Let me give you some hint on that. The waitress brings the customers' orders, and they prepare the food that is ordered.
Furaha, order for one plate of dry rice with chips, beans, sauce and meat.
Okay, Mutoni. Then the waitress takes food to the customers and makes sure they are satisfied. Together, we form a team that does things faster.
Wow.
Here is the food. How are you doing? I see it's not easy.
Yes. Today we have many customers. It's pretty busy here, but everything will be fine.
You see, Silas, how good a team can be if they are nice to each other and working for the good of the business. Jambere, did you find anything good today in the market? Silas, this is the boy who helps with buying the ingredients in the market.
Auntie, I found fish today.
Yeah, thank you, Jambere. Plenty customers order fish. Let me start cooking them while you run back to see whether you can find some more.
Okay. I also saw sambaza. Should I buy them also?
Yes, Jambere. In fact, you can mix it up. Buy some fishes and more sambaza. Here's the money. Please be quick.
Wow, there's so much going on in this place.
Yes, Silas. I learned a lot about working in a team from Mr. Otero. A good team can do a lot more together than one person can do.
Another plate of dry rice and fried fish, please.
Oh my God, it's really a busy day.
Students, who are the members of Fulaha's team? Thank you, students. You might have said Furaha, the waitress, Mutoni, and the market boy, Jambere. What might happen if Furaha tried to do all of the work by herself? Thank you, students. You might have said that Furaha might be able to do all of the things, but she might be very slow. A team can do the things much quicker than a single person. Let us go back to the story.
Well, Furaha, we have reached the end of another day. I will finish sweeping the floor.
I'll do the dishes.
I am so impressed. Look how you split the work so easily.
Well, my friend, if you want to be part of the team, you can help by taking out the trash.
I will take out the trash if you promise to meet with me later. I want to hear more about your story.
Students, what might cause a person to be an unhappy team member?
Thank you, students. You might have said, if they are ordered around without good purpose, unappreciated, disrespected, asked to do too much work, or not given a chance to participate freely. Students, remember, good teamwork is an important part of successful businesses. Students, what does this quote mean to you? Teamwork divides the task and multiplies the success. I repeat, teamwork divides the task and multiplies the success. Thank you, students. You might have said that this quote means that work becomes easier when many serious people are doing it together, and more success can come when people work together in a team. Working collaboratively in a group requires people to be respectful and good listeners. They offer ideas without interrupting, ask the opinions of others, and are accepting of differences. They stay focused and move the group towards accomplishing the task or goals of the group. People work in different ways in a group. It is necessary to be aware of people's different styles, and that depending on the task at hand. Some styles are more suitable to accomplish a task than others. It is good to have a balance of approaches. So many activities are made easier and better by teamwork. Remember, at home and in business, teamwork can help you succeed. Let us bring our learning to real life. Try this activity in your own time. In the next coming days, visit businesses or workplaces around you and observe people working together. 1. Do they organize themselves so work gets done in time? 2. How do they behave? Is it the same way or differently? 3. How do their tasks become easier or more difficult to accomplish when working together? Then, share with your family member or colleague the benefits of working together in a team. Finally, assess yourself on how you work in teams. What are your strengths and how can you improve? What an interesting day today! Furia wants to open up about her past, and Silas learned and appreciated the power and importance of teamwork. Will he be able to introduce this spirit to his workmates? What will Furaha share about her past? Don't miss the next episode to find out. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in TVET Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazikanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda TVET Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazikanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.